The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report with Dom and Charles.
Charles, I'm surveying the media landscape to try and work out what we should talk about on today's podcast. And the one thing we can't talk about is the fucking royals again. That's just so boring.
We're not.
We can't.
Nah.
Except that. Mm. Except that, Charles, yesterday on the podcast, we drew a line in the sand and we said, you know, there's been no evidence. Hours later, a couple of hours later.
Yeah.
There was a photo, and indeed a video. There was a video of Kate Middleton public.
What? No, there wasn't.
Or was there?
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. So they listened to us,
and then
we solved the mystery.
And then they did the drop.
And then it unveiled deeper mystery.
We have to. Right, okay. I don't know about this. Can you enlighten us?
Just before I do, even more surprising, another photo has been killed.
Well, is that the same one as the one that they dropped? Because I don't think you've got your information correct. Dom.
This photo features the Queen.
What?
Yes. Is she alive? Is she dead?
I've actually got a whole theory about what is exactly happening.
How deep does the rabbit hole go? We'll get into it after this.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Where do we start, Charles? Probably with the video.
Is that the one that you texted me yesterday shortly after we recorded that show?
Within an hour or two.
Yeah, because I want to debunk that.
Okay, let me just say what it says here, okay? This is from New York Magazine, so nothing to do. A really reputable source. Nothing to do with the Sun, nothing to do with the royal kind of cavalcade of people. And they say you can stop worrying about Kate Middleton because the royal was spotted visiting a farm shop outside London on Saturday, and now there's video to prove it. Oh, shit, Charles. They've quoted the Sun.
Yeah, so that whole Sun article, because you texted me that Sun article.
Yes.
And I went and read it because I'm now a royal watcher.
You are a royal watcher, yeah, that's right.
And it was the most hilarious article in the world because they quoted several people who'd seen Kate Middleton, all of whom refused to divulge their name to the newspaper, and none of whom had a phone on them to actually take a photo of Kate Middleton.
Oh, it's even better. So there was a quote of a sighting.
Yes.
They spoke to the Sun.
Yes.
Then
she'd been in the village.
A little later on, there was video of her smiling, dressed in a hoodie and leggings and carrying a shopping bag. It was actually a video. Nelson Silver, aged 40, was shopping for steak at the farm shop when he spotted Kate and William in the bread aisle. So that's the video that's being discussed here. Exclusive, Kate Outdoors, and so on. But people are still doubting it because of the way that the video was released, that they started recording before Kate entered the frame, and everyone's saying it's staged, it's fake, it's not real. But here's the thing that gets me most of all, is that the farm shop, as far as I can tell, sells stuff from their farm. Why would they need to shop at a farm shop for the royal farm? Have we gone too far into this?
I don't think, I just like any, because the Sun, all the pictures that were in the Sun article from yesterday that everyone's quoting as proof that Kate exists, they're all just photos, they're old photos. Like the whole story was how there are no photos still, right? And I don't know, where's this video? Where can I see this video? Where's this video? Show me the video.
NBC News, it was reporting that there's a video.
There's reporting that there's a video.
There's
no video. This is like
you're one of those conspiracy theorists who won't believe anything now, aren't you?
I'm just. What do you mean? I won't believe what? I won't believe that there's no video because there is no video.
I've seen the video.
Where's the video?
Okay, Kate Middleton farm shop into YouTube. Let's get this sorted out.
No, because every time they post a video, it then turns out that it's from 2017.
Okay, this is from TMZ. You can't get better than TMZ. That's as reputable as it gets. All right, here we go. TMZ.com. We'll narrate it. Now they start rolling. Is it dude with a cap? Is
That's
that William?
You're allowed to start rolling when you're shooting a video.
Is that dude with a cap? Oh,
Okay.
That's a princess.
Yep.
It's a princess. Walking princess on a shitty smartphone video.
Yeah.
And they just looped it. It's about 3 seconds long.
And so how do we know that it was yesterday?
We don't. How do we know it's her? How body doubles are very common. Kim Jong-un apparently has many body doubles. So does Putin.
But also, why didn't proper Paps?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Why didn't proper Pat get it, but some guy
proper
could...
Paps, yeah. Yeah. It's a very good question.
Okay, so the tea I have, which I must say, having seen that video, you go, okay, so she's alive.
Is this amazing. A royal podcast now?
Yeah, but this is the tea I've got, which is the Met Police have been told to put aside the 19th of July as a holiday-free day. Like, you're not allowed to get any time
off. You can't on the 19th of July.
Yeah, and everyone's going, well, it can't be the funeral because Charles isn't dead yet and presumably Kate isn't dead yet. And so what it must be is that King Charles is going to abdicate, right? And they've probably known this for a little while, ever since Charles got his diagnosis.
This is a royal bombshell and a half.
And the whole thing is, and this is my thinking, is Rose Hanbury has two sons older than George, right?
Oh.
So if William can quickly divorce Kate and get married to Rose Hanbury before the coronation, before Charles abdicates,
then she can be queen.
Then she can be queen.
Whatever.
She can be queen, and it will change the order of succession over to her two kids, whose father is none other than Prince William.
Oh, my goodness.
And if you want any further proof that this is true.
Than the no proof you've given us so far. If you want any further speculation, sure.
The thing is that William... Like, there were only two people who weren't direct line of, you know, succession on the balcony during King Charles's coronation.
Oh, my goodness. You put so much thought into this.
They were the two sons of Rose Hanbury who happened to be older than George. George and Kate and all her kids are about to be cut out of the order of succession because William's about to divorce Kate, and Rose Hanbury, who has a claim because she's actually got legitimate heirs, as long as she's married to William by the time he gets coronated, will end up being...
There's so much more evidence here, Charles, by which I mean no evidence at all. They're twins. The right. Oldest kids, one of them's the Earl of Rock Savage.
Yeah.
And the other one
I want
is...
a king called the Earl of Rock Savage.
So there's Alexander who... There's Alexander Hugh George Chumley.
Yeah.
And there's and he's the Earl. And there's Lord Oliver Timothy George Chumley. And what I heard was they were born by cesarean, so there isn't an older one. So they had to decide which one was... This is how stupid the monarchy is. They had to decide who was going to be the Earl, which one would only be the Lord, which one would inherit the title. What do you think the fairest way is?
You just weigh them, whoever's sort of light,
I think that's
lighter.
What they did.
Yeah, that's...
I think they did the heavier. Isn't that insane?
No, that's standard. That's fair. That's just normal.
So just because you happen to have sucked down a little bit more nutrients and sort of starved... Actually, that's what you need to
survival
be.
Survival of the fittest. Yeah.
Isn't that completely insane?
I know. Imagine the inferiority complex that the second child must have.
They will make William and Harry look like friends.
Yes.
Can you imagine? The second one's going to spend his entire life
plotting the downfall.
And poisoning them. How extraordinary. So you reckon that they're William's kids?
They are definitely William's kids.
Definitely.
I have proof.
You have proof?
After this.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The Chaser Report. More news. Less often.
Okay, so I don't quite have proof, but everyone's saying that's clearly true.
Everyone's saying you turned into Donald Trump. Okay, so look, there's a picture of them together. Let's look a bit
they
similar.
They look pretty William-y.
Alongside Prince George.
Mm. Oh, and they're older than George. Like, this is
This is going to happen, is it?
It's going to happen. And the reason why, and because the whole point about Kate is she was always called Weighty Katie, right? Remember?
She was. Weighty Katie, yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, because the thing is, they went out, she dated William in like at uni or whatever, and then they broke up and she just was always remained there, you know, by the side because actually she's quite ambitious. She wants to be queen.
Well,
right?
She's seen what Camilla's done.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No. This is Kate, right?
Oh, Kate wants to be queen. Yeah. Sorry. Okay, yeah.
And so everyone's saying, well, you know, like no matter what happened, like she'll put up with anything from William just to be queen, right?
Right.
But the whole point is if William is the one who's wanting the divorce because Rose Hanbury's gone, well, hang on, those kids, if I don't get in now, you know, like it was all fine when Prince Charles, King Charles looked like he was going to serve for another 10 years.
Right.
But now with the diagnosis, it seems like it's all on. We've got to get our cards in order. We've got to actually knock off Kate right now and get married to William before the coronation happens because that's the point at which...
Oh, she's the queen.
She, you know, like his heirs at that point, his legitimate heirs or who he is married to at that point.
But Charles, if you've learnt nothing from Henry VIII, is you can just kill them all later if you want to. Look at Anne Boleyn. But Anne Boleyn's daughter became queen. What's wrong with us? What are we doing? What's this podcast turned into? These people are...
I feel like we should talk about interest rates. Should we talk about interest rates?
No, but just before we do, I'm just going to have to... Look, unless somebody dies, this is going to be the last podcast.
And also, have we passed 7 million or is that sort of slowed down?
Oh, we've had lots. We actually have. Yeah. Thank you for everyone who sent in the reasons why you're... the 7 millionth listening, you probably don't want to be anymore now. Charles still has the $700 trillion to
give
away.
I've got the $700 trillion to give away. We'll do that on tomorrow's podcast.
Okay, yeah, sure. But I have to explain the other story. Now, this is much less insane than your story.
Okay, right.
So,
not that there's anything wrong with insanity.
But, no. I mean, look, if you're right, Charles, if this is like the submarine, I'm going to be so impressed.
If
Rose Hanbury becomes the next queen. Mm. All right, so... the hilarious thing is, so either there's a huge conspiracy going on or Princess Catherine is just really shit at Photoshop.
Right. Yeah.
Because there's another photo.
So what's this?
This photo, it was taken in Balmoral in August 2022 and it's got the Queen, I'll show it to you, the Queen surrounded by grandchildren and great-grandchildren without poor old Harry's kids, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went back and looked at all the photos that Catherine had taken because she thinks she's a bit of an amateur photographer, right?
Mm.
And they found quite a few errors in the photo.
So she actually – so none of this was a lie. This is true that she just enjoys –
sucks at Photoshop.
She sucks at Photoshop.
Yeah.
And because she's surrounded by people she pays to work for her, no one can say to her, "Mom, you're absolutely shit."
Mom, you suck. But Getty Images has said it though. And there's lots of inconsistencies. And there's a vertical line where the Queen's tartan doesn't match. There's dark shadows behind Louis's ear. There's kind of weird patches on their cheeks. Like both of the boys have these weird pink patches on their cheek. And it goes on from there. And there's I think they've certainly highlighted four separate things. And it looks like one of them has that weird pixelation that she did last time. Look at the weird pixelation next to the hair, like the hair of one of the girls there, one of the Tyndalls, I think Mia Tyndall, has screwed up, which only tells me one thing, which is that the Princess of Wales should be doing Photoshop for The Chaser. She should be doing stuff for our website.
That's right. It is on about the right level. Yeah, as The Chaser Photoshop skills.
But Mom, please, if you want to do terrible, I mean, this thing, everyone knows that the photos are bad. They're almost bad on purpose. So there you go. So if she does die in all of this, the world will lose. I don't know that she's done much else in her time, but we will lose a hilariously bad photo editor, if nothing else.
But do you think maybe there's a sort of bigger picture that we can step
back?
I hope so,
because frankly, this has been a pretty shit podcast so far. Sorry for listening.
But
this is the 7 million, if this is the one that ticks us over 7 million, we're going to be very embarrassed.
But I think that there's a sort of, if we take a step back, we go, we've been distracted for days. Mm. Like that is the role of the monarchy, isn't it?
Distract bread and circuses.
Attention away from power.
Yes.
It's having its effect. Like how did we, you know, of critical analysis where, you know, some of the top commentators in Australia, sure, if not the world. Right?
If not the top.
Yeah, yeah. The top.
Thousands of people every day hang on our analysis.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how did we get suckered into this so much so? Because there is something fascinating about it, because it's got everything. It's got crap Photoshop jobs.
Pegging.
I think part of it is that
organ harvesting.
Like, they are so privileged, and yet they are as mediocre as your next door neighbour.
That's it. Not us, not as mediocre as us, because we are very respected commentators.
Yeah, yeah.
As mediocre as your next door neighbour. I agree.
Is that part of the allure?
It's sort of relatable.
It's very relatable.
It humanises them.
Yes, because who hasn't gone off and had an affair with multiple other women, some of whom have birthed twin children who had to be weighed to work out who was going to be the Earl?
Yeah, I mean, look, we've all been there.
I mean, it's the same stuff that you see on Neighbours or Home and Away.
Haven't we all gone, oh, that family photo looks a little bit crap. What I'm going to do is introduce a weird digital artifact that makes my daughter's hand look deformed. I don't do that on every second photo.
Ah, yes. And then distribute it to my 19 million followers on Instagram.
And then, you know, let's walk down to the farm shop our own farm.
For our own farm. And do the shopping like a normal person.
Yeah. Actually, that's the sign that that's not Catherine.
Yes.
She doesn't go to the shops. Are you kidding me? That's the double. Maybe there's multiple other Kates.
So have I told you my theory about Kate Middleton's doubled affair with Vladimir Putin's double?
Can we stop? I think that's enough. That would be a great revelation, though. That's all they need is a little bit of Novichok being introduced into Windsor. That would really put the cat amongst the pigeons.
Can we go? Yeah, now are we allowed to go? I mean,
I'm just going to check the Sun. See if there's any more breaking news.
Because last time we ended the podcast in a couple of hours later.
We thought she was dead.
I mean, this is such an evolving story. Maybe we should turn this into a sort of 24-hour live broadcast thing.
It's a true crime.
Yeah.
Oh, this is true crime. They're so fawning. Like, I'm showing you the Sun website now. All it's got is a giant GIF of Kate smiling in the completely staged photo drop. That's all that they have. What's wrong with Rupert Murdoch? Does he like these people now?
Well, you know.
Oh, they've got a body language expert to analyse the video.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
What does the body language expert say?
That she's quashing the rumours. She's shaking it off, Charles.
She's a veritable Taylor Swift.
I think we don't pat ourselves on the back enough, Charles.
Mm.
I think our ability to get, 18 minutes of content out of literally fuck all is very impressive. I'm going to read The Sun more often.
Yeah.
Yep. Very good.
Yep.
Let's not talk about the royals tomorrow, Charles. There's real people with real lives out there.
Yep.
Real shit photoshopping jobs.
We'll do interest rates on hold. That thrilling story.
I can't wait for that. Gary is from Rode, part of the Iconoclast Network, and we'll see you tomorrow. If you bear with us, I promise we won't do this again.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.